Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Turner Ward. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carr hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina misplays the ball. That's an error on Vina. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards second. Vina scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Zerillo hits a line drive into center field. Lofton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lofton. Nilsson moves to third. Zerillo moves to second. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward strikes out. 1 out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Matheny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Matheny reaches second base with a double. Nilsson scores. Zerillo scores. Vina goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matheny moves to third. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Thome moves to third. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. Thome scores. Alomar moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Brewers. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Brewers. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vina is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vina hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vina moves to second. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Matheny bunts towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. Vina moves to third. Ward moves to second. One out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 0-for-2 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vina scores. Ward scores. It's 6-2, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Carr. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Carr steals second. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Carr scores. It's 7-2, Brewers. Alan Embry now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive towards short. Valentin catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga misplays the ball. That's an error on Berga. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to second. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Nilsson moves to third. Cirillo moves to second. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Nilsson scores. Cirillo moves to third. Vina moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Brewers. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cirillo scores. Vina moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-2, Brewers. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Carr hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Carr reaches second base with a double. Vina scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tommy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tommy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Brewers. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Franco moves to third. It's 10-4, Brewers. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. One out. It's 10-5, Brewers. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Berga moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Berga scores. Murray moves to third. It's 10-6, Brewers. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tomey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tomey takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. Ramirez scores. Tommy moves to third. It's 10-8, Brewers. Mike Potts now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a line drive towards third. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Potts covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cirillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vina is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Vina. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Vina steals second. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Vina. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Vina steals third. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Matheny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Matheny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Carr bunts towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Carr. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Vizquel applying the tag. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tomey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tomey strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Alomar hits a line drive towards the mound. Lloyd reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 4 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo is hit by the pitch. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Vina hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to third. Matt Mieske pinch hits for Turner Ward. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Mieske now playing right field. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. Two outs. Mike Fetters now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.